goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
How can you not smile when you hear that song? Doesn't matter how bad your day is. Doesn't matter how good your day is. This, it just makes me smile, and that's why I always open up with When Love Goes Astray by Stephen Foggia. Welcome to autumn. A little cold out there today. Friday, September 16th. I think the last of the hot weather is gone. I am joined today by John Prezioso, who is a divorce coach, and we're going to be talking about high-conflict divorces today. Let me just tell you, I devoted the last two shows to a new support group that I'm co-organizing called Take a Stand for Respect. We had our first meeting on Tuesday. It was great. And I'm expecting, we had a turnout of about 30 people, and I'm expecting that we will go even higher next week because we had a lot of people who said, I want to come, but I can't come last Tuesday. So, September 20th in Ridgewood, New Jersey. If you're interested, email me at that group's web email address. Take a Stand for Respect, that's two R's in a row, no spaces, at gmail.com. You can always call me. You'll hear my phone number on the commercial later. That Take a Stand group is also, we have a Facebook page, but I'll be damned if I know how to get there, just like I don't know. I'm not really sure how to get to the Talking Alternative Facebook page. And we are also in meetup.com. So there are many ways for you to find us. I am with John Prezioso. Hi, John.
Good morning, Larry.
And I met John through one of his meetup divorce support groups. So since we're talking about that, let's talk about what your groups are.
Okay, well, that group was the Manhattan Separated Divorced Men's Support Meetup, which meets every other week in Manhattan.
Right.
And it's open to anyone who is going through a separation, thinking of separating, going through a divorce.
Or divorce already.
Post-divorce, just trying to get back in, you know, and focused on their lives.
And you also have another group.
Yes, this is a new group. It's called the High Conflict Divorce Support Men's Group.
And that's really why you're here today, to talk about high conflict divorces.
Yes.
Let me say at the outset of this show, when I told my children the subject matter of today's show, they go, are you going to talk about your divorce? And even though my loyal listeners know that this show is all about me, today I promised my kids it wouldn't be all about me. So we'll see what we can do about eliminating me.
Okay.
I will tell you that I found John's group, how long ago? About a year and a half ago, right?
Yes, about a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half ago, I was an extremist, and it was different from any other support group I've been in because it was not co-ed. This was all men. And I didn't tell your group, John, what I did for a living until one day somebody said to me, because I must have been talking like a lawyer, well, why are you here? And just popping out of my mouth was something I could never say in a co-ed group, which was, I hate her guts. Actually, I said it a little more, with more colorful language than that. But that's, and there's a certain freedom in an all-male group. And one of the beauties of your group, John, or your groups, is that there are less than 10 people in each meeting. If there were more than 10 people who wanted to come, there would be a waiting list, right?
This is true.
Okay, and sometimes there are a waiting list.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, before you go on,
sure.
The fact that you opened up to the group that way legitimized the whole experience for everyone there.
I hadn't realized that.
Yes. If you could be struggling doing what you do, imagine what everyone else is feeling.
You know, funny you should say that, because somebody asked me, well, how has it impacted upon your law practice, your divorce? And I said, I'm a much more empathetic, compassionate individual now because I know what you're going through. You know, I still tell people, talk to your therapist. Don't talk to me, because therapists are trained to deal with your emotions and they charge less an hour than I do. But I understand more about what people are going through. And I tell them what's worth fighting about and what's worth saying, I don't care.
Well, hopefully after this hour, you'll have another resource, which is a divorce coach.
Okay.
To refer people to.
And I do have female divorce coaches, and I've always had you as a divorce coach for men, and I know a few other people. So resources I got.
Good.
Which is a wonderful thing. Now, what is a divorce coach? Why don't we start with that?
Well, a divorce coach is someone who helps the divorcing person or even someone considering divorce navigate through what, as you mentioned, was an emotional, you know, kind of minefield. We do that by asking questions that help the person get in touch with what they want, what their goals are, as well as sort of providing a group like I offer to hear other people's experiences. But basically, the divorce coach's focus is helping the person learn how to respond as opposed to just react. To be
okay.
Strategic and not just react emotionally.
Okay. And I take it you've been through the divorce process yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And it helps, having done it yourself, to be able to coach in it?
Yes.
You know, I practiced law for 30 years before I was, well, almost 30 years, before I was a divorced person, and it's completely different now.
You know, my friends who are therapists talk about the same thing. Their own divorces help them experience, you know, what their patients go through in a very different way.
Okay, and now, you're not a therapist?
No.
Okay, but do you have any specialized training?
Yes, I have a certificate from NYU in life coaching.
Okay.
As well as I'm a social worker, MSW.
Okay. Okay, so I guess you could also be considered a therapist based upon your MSW.
Well, but life coaching and divorce coaching isn't therapy.
Okay. Well, that's...
I think it's important to understand.
Okay, well, tell me what the difference is.
Well, I think in therapy, the goal is to kind of make psychological changes and to kind of go back and fix someone. Life coaching takes the approach that we're all creative, resourceful, and whole. It's about how do we get through some very traumatic times in our lives. It's about how do you manage life transition.
So, you know, you don't care about, you know, your relationship with your mother. You care about where you are today and where you're going forward.
In divorce coaching, we call that drama. We try to put the drama on the side and focus on how do we get this person from here to there.
Okay.
Which is where they want to be.
Now, why did you start a high-conflict divorce group?
You know, in talking to a lot of men over time, I just noticed there was a subset of the man going through divorce that was experiencing just sort of intense levels of stress, legal issues, orders of protection. All these, you know, really what I call sort of horror stories. And the more and more I spoke to people about it, you know, it seemed like these guys had very sort of unique and special needs.
Okay. We're going to talk more about this after the break. You are listening to The Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom, here with John Prezioso, talking about high-conflict divorce, as always on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Love Stinks, the Jay Giles Band. Not only does love stink, but divorce stinks too. I'm here with John Prezioso, and I have been remiss. John, how does one get in touch with you?
Well, there's several ways. You can call me at 212-246-0291. Or you can go to my website, which is lifeintransitioncoaching.com.
No spaces.
No spaces.
Okay.
All one word.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I know from my practice is mostly high conflict divorces because I get a lot of my work from other lawyers, and they keep the low conflict divorces for themselves, what I call the easy ones. So in my practice is, I don't know, 85-90% high conflict divorce.
Wow.
Do you know anything about the statistics in general about what's a high conflict divorce?
Well, in terms of high conflict, they say about 10% of all divorces fall into that category. And of that 10%, there's 1% that's the conflict never resolves even after sort of divorce. So I'd say 10%. To put that in perspective, if you look at it in terms of children and families, there's about 1 million children every year that are affected by divorce. So if we imagine 10% of those children affected by high conflict, so about 100,000 children are affected by high conflict divorces every year.
Let's talk about high conflict divorces. What are the common characteristics of them?
Well, one obviously is ongoing, unremitting hostility between the partners or the divorcing partners.
which somehow leaks onto the children.
Yes.
Okay, if there are children.
By the way, for children, it's undisputed that the most highly stressful situation for them is when the parents who are divorcing have conflict.
Okay.
It's sort of recognized as the highest stress for them.
And I imagine you do what I do, which is try to get your kids, recommend that the people get their kids into therapy.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, children need an outlet. They don't really have much choice in this. They have to.
They have no choice.
This is true.
Even when they're big, they have no choice. And they just, you know, and sometimes they bottle it all up until they explode. I've experienced that, so I understand that. Okay, so we got ongoing hostility. What else?
Well, in terms of the children, there can be ongoing and just drawn out custody battles.
Okay.
Both in and out of court. Ongoing legal issues that go on for years and years.
Well, all right. I know. I'll tell you. Sorry, yes. Kids. My divorce went on for a year and a half. Okay. I represent a man now whom I have been representing for 21 years. And when I started with him, he was already divorced for 5 years, and we are still fighting with the same ex-wife. That is high conflict. Okay?
Wow.
That is very high conflict. So, what kind of allegations are involved?
Well, you know, oftentimes there's the allegations of domestic violence or of sexual abuse against children. Again, these are allegations.
That's what I was about to emphasize.
Yes.
They're allegations. That's what everybody says to protect themselves against the libel laws, allegedly.
Yes.
But understand that there are something known as false allegations. And in these high conflict divorces, I've found there's a great propensity for false allegations.
Well, I think I have found the same thing. We can get into why that is.
Okay, why don't we do that?
I think it goes back to sort of the personalities of people involved. You know, it takes two people to mediate. But it really only takes one person to have conflict in a divorce.
That's true. It takes two people to say yes, one person to say no.
And when we deal with these situations of what we call high conflict, there's usually someone who we would call a high conflict personality. The traits of that kind of person is they tend to be a blamer. They tend to use emotional persuasion.
What do you mean by emotional persuasion?
If I feel something, it must be true. So their facts are, I feel it, so it must be true.
Okay.
And when we talk about allegations, oftentimes what happens is this person sees the divorcing person as all bad, so they must be doing something wrong.
Okay, and they don't take any blame themselves?
No.
No responsibility?
No.
What I found is a form of high conflict divorce or high conflict relationship is the silent treatment. How do you deal with that?
In terms of?
Well, would that be considered one of the conflicts? I consider it a conflict.
Well,
where you talk to someone and they just don't respond to you.
Well, another sort of characteristic of this kind of divorcing situation is that the couple's unable to talk about anything. There's stonewalling that goes on. They can't even talk about even the most meaningless, trivial details.
Okay.
Of things.
And certainly not about major things.
Certainly not.
Although, bringing it back to me one more time, I have found that even today, being a divorced person, my ex and I agree on the big things. We disagree on the little things, and that's always been the way it was. I mean, you know, a major event for our children. We're always on the same page with that because we both want our kids to, you know, we want our kids to have the best. The real issue is, you know, Is the sky, is it sunny or cloudy out? Is it raining or snowing out? I mean, you know, that basic we can't agree on. We could never agree on.
Well, you bring up a good point, and that is, I think in these kind of high conflict divorces, every situation, every issue takes on this enormous sort of catastrophic level, so that even what would be considered a small issue gets elevated to be, you know, nearly catastrophic. So there's no ability to really kind of prioritize. Well, what are the big issues here? What are the small issues?
And I know that, you know, these allegations of abuse take all forms. They take the sexual abuse, whether it's against the partner or against the child, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and silent abuse. So let me ask you this. Do you find that there are oftentimes the abuser calls, the actual abuser, refers to the other person as the abuser themselves?
It oftentimes happens. My psychologist friends would call that projection, where the person projects into the other person, their partner, if you will, their own sort of feelings, thoughts, and reactions to things.
Okay. And
one thing we should also didn't talk about is just the high incidence of orders, stay away orders, orders.
We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. I want to talk about one other thing first.
Okay.
Now I forgot what the other thing was. Just in terms of the allegations again, everything seems to be, how shall I say it, intensified in these high conflict divorces. Haven't you found that?
Well, yes, because there's this emotional energy that gets put into all of these issues that just escalates.
Okay, we're about to go to a break, and I want to talk about the other thing, the temporary order, the orders of protection and things like that. I also want to talk about how you coexist with the divorce lawyer and the therapist, and I also want to talk about what recommendations you give in terms of staying in the house or leaving the house. But we can't do that in 30 seconds. We're going to break. On the other side, we have a lot more to talk about with John. And this is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always taste, taste.
That, of course, is The Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Okay, let's ask the expert. Do you give people advice about whether they should stay or they should go?
Absolutely not.
Okay, in terms of, and just so it's clear, we don't sell divorces. That's your own decision out there. All we can do is help you with the process. And, you know, I thought about that question and thus played that song, or had Sam play that song. Thank you very much, Sam. Because that's often a question I get, and I know it's probably often a question you get. Should
yes.
I stay or should I go? And different people have different requirements. Sometimes you're forced to go, and that's with the orders of protection and things of that nature. And I would imagine that that's a marker of the high conflict divorce as well.
That's very true. But I defer to the experts, which are the lawyers and the therapists, in sort of deciding what's a healthy or unhealthy situation. For me, it's really helping the person look at all their alternatives and really what's sort of resonating for them.
Okay. And, you know, and I would imagine if somebody is repeatedly saying, you hit me when you didn't hit me, and the police are coming to the house, then it might be a good idea to leave anyway.
Yes.
Okay, and if nothing's going on, from the divorce lawyer's perspective, if there aren't such allegations and you want to move in with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, or you want to leave for your peace of mind, I often say, no, stay.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly it will help you with your custody requests and things of that nature.
You know, you bring up a good point. I think first and foremost, it has to be safety, right, of everyone involved.
Right.
If it's a safety issue of any sort, you know, that has to take precedence.
That's right. And, you know, safety comes in a lot of different forms.
Yes.
And one could say, you know what? All of a sudden, my kids are big. They're seeing the battlefield, but that is their parents' marriage. And that can't be good role models for the kids, and sometimes there's a reason to go. Now, let's face it. We've also both dealt with people who we felt shouldn't leave, who have left anyway, mm-hmm. and we have to coach them and lawyer them through that. And similarly, we have people that should be leaving that refuse to do so, and we have to lawyer and coach them through that as well.
Agreed. From my perspective,
okay.
and the work I do, it's really about the person making their choice, and how do we help them live with those choices?
Okay. And do you communicate with the therapist and with the lawyer?
Not as a regular practice. If a person wishes me to, with the proper sort of
authorizations and things like
right.
that. What, but you, I would imagine you also can direct them in how they ask questions or talk to their lawyer.
Oh, definitely so.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think if the legal community knew how much we kind of work in terms of helping the person strategize, get their questions they want to ask and things, I think they'd be more kind of be referring more of their clients to divorce coaches.
That's probably a good idea. Maybe you should think about speaking at the Bar Association. So That's actually a very interesting concept, and we're going to talk more about strategies in a minute. You also, I would imagine, like I do, you say, I think you should talk to your therapist about this particular issue.
Yes.
And I think it would be fair to say that anybody going through a divorce, let alone a high-conflict divorce, should have available to them a therapist of some sort.
Every divorce is emotional.
Even the easy ones, even the low-conflict ones are emotional.
Yes, because all divorce is about loss.
That's right.
And loss has to be, that has to be kind of worked on and healed.
And there's a grief process. And I know that they teach the therapists that, and they teach the coaches that, the grief process. I know that because they don't teach the lawyers that. One thing they do not teach you in law school is how to deal with an emotional client. That's something you pick up after 31 years of practice and going through your own divorce. I will tell you that most, if not all, divorce courtrooms have boxes of tissues in them. Some lawyers, like me, purposely don't keep boxes of tissues in their office because we like to discourage crying. So, I mean, everybody has, you know, and other lawyers have no problem doing it. So, let's talk about strategizing. What do you do? How do you formulate a strategy?
Well, I think it really depends on where the person is when you're meeting with them. If it's someone who's in the beginning of a divorce process, let's say, or even contemplating, I think the work would be on helping them have, you know, everything in order.
Okay.
Again, it's about, okay, I want to do this, so how do I do this in a way that's going to be most, you know, helpful to me? And when we talk about high conflict and high conflict personalities, one of the things a person needs to have is you have to have all your documentation. You have to have all your facts because of the allegations that might come up or the tendency to blame that goes on. So if it's someone who's sort of just starting out the divorce process, I think it's about sort of getting everything in order.
Get your ducks in a row.
Get your ducks in a row.
And I imagine that you also help them with, you know, explain to them the importance of getting their paperwork, their financials in order. I would think also that you would need to go through with people how they can protect themselves against these allegations.
What I find is none of this is really a surprise. The divorcing couple, and let's say there's the blamer, who's the let's say the high conflict personality.
Sometimes you get two blamers.
Sometimes you do, but usually there's been a history of this, or there's some sort of sense that, you know, this person tends to sort of blame, not take responsibility. So what happens? This behavior continues into the divorce,
right?
And just really gets escalated.
Okay.
So it's about getting all your financial information, getting sort of all your facts, whatever they might be. I mean, one can't really preempt sort of allegations.
No, but I know that for me, I tell my clients, keep a diary. You know, write down what happens so that you have your recollection. And if you're going to trial, you will have notes to refresh your recollection. And that's a legal term for, I don't remember, but I got to look at this and see what now I remember because I read it.
Well, yes. And again, I think a diary is something we also suggest. Every interaction you have with anyone related to the divorce should go into the diary.
Okay.
Oftentimes with these high conflict divorces, evaluators of every sort get involved.
We're going to talk about evaluators after the next break.
Okay.
We are just about at another break. This session is going very fast. Email us, call us, Facebook fan page us, whatever that means. My children will one day explain what that means to me, as will Sam. And this is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with John Prezioso. This is Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Liebowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Love is a battlefield, and so is divorce. Pat Benatar, professionally trained as an opera singer. How about that? That's part of my worthless information in my head that will make me no money. Unfortunately, as I get older, it seems that that information is what stays, and the important stuff seems to fly out the window. We are here with John Prezioso. John, how do our listeners reach you?
Again, you can call 212-246-0291.
Let's do that slowly so that they can write it down.
212-246-0291.
And your email address or your website?
Well, my email address is jpwest53life@aol.com. And my website is lifeintransitioncoaching.com.
Great. Okay, before the break, we were talking about a couple of things. We had dealt with the people who are at the early stages and the strategies. Do you have different strategies for the people who are already in the middle of a high-conflict litigated divorce?
Well, again, obviously, as we mentioned about a diary, that's always something someone should have. But when someone's in the middle of this, there's really three questions I ask them.
Okay.
Do they know who they are? Do they know what they want? And if there's children involved, do they know what kind of parent they want to be? Because oftentimes in the midst of the high conflict, one sense of self and one's really kind of internal GPS system can get really knocked out of haywire.
And you really don't know who you are after a while.
No, and when you're getting allegations that are pretty, you know, kind of intense and terrible, it's really, really necessary for the person to know who they are.
Well, let me put
this
a
is not me.
Let me put a quarter in the fine box.
Okay.
When you're told it's all your fault, it's all your fault, it's all your fault, after a while, you kind of believe that. And finally, when I woke up one day and I said, you know what? I'm not 0% responsible, and I'm not 100% responsible. Anywhere in the 1 to 99%, I'll accept. I won't accept the extremes. And I said that to her.
Mm-hmm.
I actually said it. Yep, here's a quarter in the fine jar for talking about my divorce. So
now you can see why it's crucial to, for the person to really, you know, that this is not me. This is not, this. I can't be wrong all the time.
That's
it
right.
It can't always be my fault.
You know, that's the old Jackie Mason routine. Man's a captain of industry. He's respected by all his peers. Everybody loves him. He goes home. You're a bum. So, I mean, you know, the best humor is based on truth. So
true.
Okay, let's deal with evaluators. We're talking about the financial evaluators. We're talking about the custody evaluators.
Well, oftentimes in these high conflict divorces, there's a questions, financial questions, custody questions, even psychological evaluators.
Right.
Which can be pretty intimidating. But the reality is, for the person who is being blamed, or let's say there's the blamer and the target of the
and
blame,
the blamee
and the blamee. Well, for the court, evaluators hold a lot of weight. Their words, you know, really can counter whatever emotional persuasion might be going on by the blamer.
Okay, and again, that's both financial and custodial.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you do to coach someone through the evaluation process?
Be respectful.
That's always important.
This is true. Sort of answer questions as, you know, all questions as clearly and as completely as you can.
And honestly.
And honestly. And, you know, and to kind of realize that that's an opportunity for them to sort of get the points across they want to and to present whatever whatever facts they have.
But you don't go into it saying, well, she's a liar, she's the B word, she's this, that, and the other thing.
No, this is where the idea of being strategic and responsive as opposed to reactive.
Okay, let's talk about that. What do you mean by responsive rather than reactive?
Any situation that comes up brings up an emotional reaction.
Okay.
Allegations, the blaming, all of that. If we go with that, we're just really throwing fuel on the fire.
That's true.
It's going to lead to more sort of animosity, more lawyers' letters, more motions filed.
More legal fees.
More legal fees.
But let me ask you this, John.
Yes.
I know, and I've seen it in 31 years of practice, that even the most respected and sophisticated businessman there's only one person in the world that can push his buttons, and that's his spouse. How do you help with a disconnect between the button and the reaction?
Well, I suggest that they use their therapist's couch in my office to kind of have their emotional reaction, but then to really think about, you know, what reaction is going to help move them more towards their goal.
So you're okay listening to somebody yell and scream about their spouse?
Certainly.
Okay. And then you say, good, you get that out of your system? I would imagine you would say that, because sometimes I say that. And then I go, now let's get on with how we can deal with this calmly and rationally and get the best result for you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to remember what the term is, but in sexual abuse of children cases, sometimes there are people that you talk to that want validators, they're called validators. And do you also, I would imagine, coach people through the validation process?
Yes. I mean, again, it's about them knowing who they are, understanding that that this is necessary, but also beneficial to them. It's their opportunity to show their side of things, their opportunity to, you know, have an objective.
Okay.
Look at what's going on.
And again, the key is be honest, be direct. Body language is always great. Look at the person when you're talking to them. Don't have your arms folded. All of those things come into play.
Yes.
So what other strategies are we dealing with?
Well, when we talk about being strategic, as you said, it's often goes against what our initial reaction is, which is to kind of, you know, contest whatever is happening. So another way of doing that, again, is, as we said, you know, use your therapist's office.
Okay. And use your lawyer. And understand,
yes,
that your lawyer is an expert in the law, and your therapist is an expert in the emotions, and that you're too involved to actually think that clearly about them. I
exactly.
see in one of my notes that you were so kind to provide me with that you talk about taking an assertive approach. What do you mean by that?
The onus is on when these high conflict divorce situations and there's blaming going on, the onus is the burden is on the person who's being blamed to sort of counter things.
Okay.
That, again, early on in the divorce process, especially with someone who's so kind of emotionally committed to what they're saying, I mean, oftentimes it can sway the court. So initially it's about the burden of proof is on the person.
Okay.
That I'm coaching. And they need to take an assertive approach. They need to really prioritize, you know, what are they going to address?
Okay, we're going to talk about that. And I would imagine that goes with choose your battles and don't make yourself a target.
Yes.
And those are the things I want to talk about when we come back. I am with John Precioso, divorce coach, men's divorce coach, here at Talking Alternative. And I am Larry Bloom, the host of The Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Goodbye to you. And actually a very upbeat divorce song. I have to refer that over to my co-organizer and take a stand for respect, because we play music to get us relaxed and ready to go. More worthless information. Most people listen to the words of that song, and that's really why I play it. When I listen to the song, I listen to the bass, because I represented the bass player. So, go figure. Everybody, and the lead singer, of course, is Mrs. John McEnroe. So, another piece of worthless information that will make me absolutely no money. Excuse me. I'm here with John Precioso, divorce coach extraordinaire. Before we leave, I'll have you give your contact information one more time, but let's talk about choose your battles.
As we were talking before the break, the fact that so many allegations come up of all sorts, one really has to prioritize. One thing that always has to be addressed vigorously is any allegations of domestic abuse, violence, sexual abuse. Those I consider high priority and need to be addressed.
And the tchotchkes in the house are replaceable.
Yes.
If there's something that you deem irreplaceable, I always use the example of my great-grandmother's spinning wheel. Get it out of the house. Just take it before it's either destroyed or it disappears. And I can say that with respect to my grandfather's piano.
Well, so. You bring up a good point about how everything can become a power struggle, even the stuff around the house. But the reality is how much do people miss the things?
They're only things. And they can be replaced far easier and more cheaply than you will have a lawyer to fight about them. Whether you win or lose, you might pay a lawyer and then still not have the tchotchke.
Well, because at the
and then tchotchke, I mean, you know, I'm using the Yiddish term. So, you know, we're talking about photographs. We're talking about furniture, things of that nature. They're really replaceable. I know some of the photographs are irreplaceable, and you just get that stuff out right away. You also say don't make yourself a target.
Well, again, I think that goes back to not reacting emotionally. Because what that does is just throw fuel on the fire.
It also justifies the allegations of abuse. If you're accused of being an abuser and you react as opposed to respond, you're essentially putting fuel on the fire, as you said, and you are giving justification to that allegation against you.
I think that's an excellent point.
So we have to be very clear about that. John, we are almost out of time. Whenever I talk to you, it goes far too fast. We didn't even talk about narcissism. One of my favorite topics. Maybe because I have one. Maybe because I was married to one. Maybe because virtually every woman I have ever had a relationship with was one. And as I always like to say, there's only a room in a relationship for one narcissist. So hopefully you can come back again.
Be happy to. Thank you for having me today.
please give us your contact information one more time?
Again, I'd like you all to just call me at 212-246-0291 or contact me through my email, jpwest53life@aol.com, or my website, transitioningcoaching.com. Call me, share your story. Let me know how you're doing.
And remember, take a stand for respect on every Tuesday night. It's not too late to come. Running out of time here. Please join me next week when I talk about a topic. I have no idea what it's going to be yet. I've been with John Precioso, men's divorce coach. This has been the Divorce Hour with me, your host, Larry Bloom at Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody. See you next Friday.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights 9 to 11 Eastern for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is We do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.